Wow. Just wow. Can you believe, even with a week lead up time, people couldn't wrap their heads around and come out strongly enough against a dick waving with your guns rally, a fucking KK, a de-hooded, fully armed KKK fucking militia army of fucking inbred sociopaths and narcissists, and God, how many fucking incels had to be in that group, huh? Fucking the incel nation was there with their guns. Yay. Why is it they have to pick this day to do this in Virginia? And granny, oh yeah, they do it every year. On Martin Luther King Day, no less. Yeah, there's no significance there. That's just the luck of the calendar that we intend to traipse around with, bring people in from out of town with their guns for a rally. No, 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 that's not meant to intimidate the black Virginians. No, no way. Ah, couldn't be. Cut it the fuck out. The governor had to declare a state of fucking emergency. Okay, and I guarantee, he's never going to get credit for it, but I guarantee that guy saved some fucking lives this year. There in Virginia. At least thus far. I mean, you know, it's only just over, so who knows? The impeachment trial starts tomorrow. Maybe they wanted to delay that. Maybe tomorrow gets ugly. Who knows? The point is, the governor had to fucking do a state of emergency to get the protection he needed for his Capitol building because of the credible threats they had. The FBI rolled up seven motherfuckers, at least three of which had intended to go to that meeting and had stated as such, we're absolutely, unequivocally going to that rally. And odds are they were all headed that direction for the weekend. Fully loaded, threatening harm, threatening terrorism. And yet, because after all of that, and the thick security they had, because they only had one or two arrests and nobody died, there was much ado about nothing. No, no, no. That governor saved some lives. I'm certain that they were not counting on one entrance in. That's it. Only one way in. They had to be shook down or patted down. And you know most of them, God damn it, I'm not going to go in if I can't take my gun. So they were all outside the group, but or all outside the Capitol area. So they had just as many guns, they just didn't have them in the inner sanctum. Insanity, though. Seriously. Insanity that there wasn't more of a point made of the fact that, golly, why did you do this on Martin Luther King Day? You sure you couldn't have had it maybe, oh, I don't know, on the Saturday before? You know? Maybe the following weekend? I didn't pay that close of attention to Virginia politics. Were there some black people elected? Maybe? Is that what this was really about? Yeah. This was a KKK, as somebody else called it, a KKK circle jerk with guns. I love it. And we want to pretend like it wasn't. It was just a bunch of white boys. Whew, we're lucky they didn't cause a ruckus. Now they're just going to go home. We got lucky. Well, no, we didn't. No, we didn't, because next time they're going to be prepared to be the state of emergency. Maybe next time it'll be somewhere where the law enforcement are actually members of the same clandestine groups. And then nothing stops them from them getting their guns in. Anyway, yeah. That governor saved a whole bunch of lives. Let's not forget that. I don't even know what his name is, but yep, he sure did.